For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is not doing enough to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas, and added that he is close to presenting a final deal to negotiators working to strike a hostage and ceasefire agreement in Gaza. American officials have been working to secure a deal that would pair a release of hostages held in Gaza with a pause in the fighting. Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominee for president, also attended the meeting. Duncan Bullivan, special advisor to the head of the Bosnia peacekeeping mission, part of the UK mission to Kosovo in 99, and CEO of the Henderson Group, an international risk management advisory, joins us now. Duncan, good morning.
Good morning, Anton.
Duncan, before we get to the peace deal and the pressures on Netanyahu, news overnight that Britain has suspended some arms sales to Israel. The operative term here being some. Is this significant?
It's significant in as much that it is politically an appeasement by the Labour Party in the UK to some of their more outspoken backbenchers. In material terms, it will have no impact at all on Israel's ability to continue its operations in Gaza. But it does present Israel with a bit of an issue, which is this is a crack, this is a fissure, and it is likely that other nations may follow suit or may be put under pressure domestically to follow suit, but in real terms, it will make not a jot of difference. And of course, the British government are currently suggesting that this is done for legal reasons and other weasel words. So it's got nothing to do with morality. It's to do with protecting the existing government against any future potential prosecution by the War Crimes Tribunal.
And as I understand it, the legal niceties are that the British government won't supply parts or equipment to munitions or aircraft or anything else that might be being used in something that has been found to be a breach of international law. It's that legal nicety, isn't it?
It is purely legal. I mean, of course, the big issue at the moment now is the F-35 aircraft and the fact that the UK manufactures spare parts for it. We don't know which spare parts are going to Israel and which spare parts are going to other nations that use it, because it's pooled and those spare parts can pop up anywhere. So I think, look, what you're seeing is there's a very vocal group within the British government, within the backbenchers in particular, who represent communities and constituencies where the temperature is extremely high with regard to Gaza, with a view to the Palestinian plight. And they had to do something. But in real terms, I think it amounts to nothing. And of course, it's been rejected by the UK, the chief rabbi, who's not a radical individual, has slammed it very, very heavily in saying that this is not the right time to be politicking and looking at legal niceties and protections at a point where Israel needs as much support as possible. So it is high stakes. It's a peculiar route to go down, but perhaps not an unexpected route to go down for the current administration in the UK.
Let's then look at the things that may be more impactful. We saw on yesterday hundreds of thousands of protesters taking to Israel's streets in fury following the killing of the six hostages in Gaza. Several of those gatherings targeting the homes of Benjamin Netanyahu, outside his private residence, people chanting, "You're the leader, you are guilty." Likewise, people outside the US embassy. What of that pressure being brought to bear?
Well, look, we have to remember that the pressure that's being brought on Netanyahu as we speak is a continuum of the pressure that has been put on Netanyahu for a couple of years. You know, Netanyahu has presided over attempts to introduce some incredibly draconian and anti-democratic laws and measures in Israel. And there has been a strong grassroots opposition to him, led by trade unions and civil rights groups. And these are the people now that form the nucleus of the families focused on wanting to get their loved ones released before they too are murdered in cold blood by Hamas to prevent them from being released.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
And I think, you know, what you're seeing is we shouldn't be surprised by what we're seeing. It will grow in volume because Netanyahu is clearly now fighting for his political survival. But I would go as far as to say that not all Israelis are out of step with Netanyahu, that within the state itself, there are those who still support the what we would call, and we, you know, outside observers would call the extreme views of the Netanyahu administration. There are those that support it. It's not a mass movement. It doesn't represent the majority of Israeli thoughts, but it is clear that we are coming to something of a hiatus. This will chime also with the U.S. elections in November. Netanyahu, I think we pretty much accept as the moment the conflict ends, he's gone. The U.S., whichever administration.
That's your view, Duncan, is it? That as soon as the conflict ends, so does his political career?
I think it is unimaginable that Netanyahu would survive the end of this conflict. Because there would be some form of election, because it would have to mark an end of the conflict and a start of the reconciliation. But of course, the problem is, you know, it's easy to talk about the end of the conflict and easy to assume that a ceasefire would be the end of the conflict. Hamas have demonstrated nothing at all in their behavior and in their messaging that would suggest a ceasefire would be permanent, except they want Israel to commit to it. And the Israelis, the vast majority of Israelis couldn't countenance the idea that Hamas once again would grow in strength on their border, because there's no commitment from either side for the long term. And I think the idea that Israel somehow would leave Gaza and Gaza would go back to being governed by Hamas and full reconstruction and lots of money going in and Hamas would build its strength again, it's just not going to happen. And this is Netanyahu's point. And it's a valid point. The trouble is that Netanyahu's delivery and Netanyahu's understanding of the needs of the people of Gaza is not what we would regard as normal or acceptable for external observers. He doesn't regard Palestinians as equal citizens, and he doesn't regard Palestinians as important in terms of human life as Israeli citizens. It's as simple as that.
You talked about his capacity to ignore some of the pressure by virtue of it not necessarily being from his political base. He can't as easily ignore Joe Biden. And it's interesting to see Biden be not quite critical, but getting close to it, saying that Netanyahu has not done enough to secure the release of hostages.
No, I think it's very interesting. I mean, you know, we all appreciate that Joe Biden is perhaps operating, is laboring quite hard in his final few months of office. But, you know, he was pretty unequivocal in his criticism of Netanyahu. And we need to see that as representative of the administration. Biden is just reflecting the mood music and the information that he has received in meetings within the White House and elsewhere. So be under no illusion. I don't think it's Biden going off on his own making these comments. I think it's representative of the administration. I think Harris will follow in Biden's foreign policy footpath because that's what tends to happen when there's a change of president. But if Trump gets in, which you know it's kind of 50-50 at the moment, I think Trump will be all over Netanyahu to end this conflict. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, right now, Netanyahu's room for manoeuvre is the greatest it's going to be between now and the U.S. election. This is for him. that this is the opportunity for him to shape the battlefield, to shape Gaza for a ceasefire that he feels is appropriate. But the problem with that is that Hamas have a vote too, and they're very happy to carry on doing what Hamas has always done, which is to butcher and terrorize and be utterly despicable, not only to Israelis and to the Israeli community, but also to the Palestinian population in Gaza.
On that note, Duncan, do you hold out much hope for the hostages ever being returned?
You know, some of these hostages have been returned as a result of Israeli military action. I would like to think that some hostages will remain alive and will be returned as part of some negotiated settlement. And I think that hope is pretty shared by the vast majority of Israelis. But if the policy continues at the moment, which is that they must be released by military force alone, then I think that Hamas will not allow that to happen. And they've clearly now turned the corner. They realize that by executing their hostages prior to their release, it's the Israelis that get the criticism, not Hamas, which is a pretty perverse state of affairs. But it is where it is what it is.
Duncan, thank you as ever. Duncan Bullivan, CEO of the Henderson Group, an international risk management advisory.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.